The starting point of our lesson today is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, that you'll turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse 14. The Word of God has this to say, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break, and that the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. The title of our lesson today is Busy Spoiling the Vine. Busy Spoiling the Vine. Notice what it says in verse 15 of Song of Solomon, chapter 2. It says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. The reference here is concerning how little things left unattended turn into big things. You see, the little foxes would enter into the vineyard at the most vulnerable place. They would enter by going under the wall or through a hole in the wall. Once they got inside the vineyard, they found that the grapes were too high for them to eat. So they would nibble away at the vine closest to the ground. They also found that if they could weaken the vine, the tender grapes would fall at their feet. The Shulamite said, take us the foxes, the little foxes. This meant she wanted someone to catch the little foxes before they could do any damage. The foxes were small, but they could cause a great deal of injury to the vineyard if they were allowed to run in and near it. It is from this story I began to apply the importance of caring for little things before they become big things. You see, my dear listener, there are many little foxes that can sneak into a local church like ours and nibble away at the root and foundation until the whole vine fails and falls. You see, a local church can be destroyed internally by little foxes that sneak in through the cracks. Should we fear the little foxes? Yes. We should fear the damage they can and will do to this place. Let me name some little foxes to be aware of. Amen. The first one is the little fox of criticism. The little fox of criticism. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6. Proverbs, chapter number 6. In Proverbs, chapter number 6, let's begin reading at verse number 16. The words of God have this to say, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. You see, criticism is the work of the devil and is listed among the seven things that God hates. Amen. That's what you do when you sow discord among brethren, when you're a false witness. Amen. When you go running to mischief. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19 states, "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." See, the little fox of criticism oftentimes will flatter you first. Amen. See, that's just part of that little fox of criticism's game. The thing you got to do is don't allow yourself to receive criticism. Proverbs 25, verse 23 says, "The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue." See, you have to stand up against it. Amen. And they'll back off. Just like the north wind drives away rain. You drive away someone, that little fox of criticism, when you stand up to them. You see, if gossip and criticism are not allowed to fall on your ears, you will not have them enter into your mind. So when you come up against a little fox of criticism, you ought to get upset about it and stop a critic from criticizing. Stop him right in his tracks. Say to him, "Why are you telling me this?" Amen. Let's go to the person that you're talking about. Let's see what they have to say. I'll tell you one thing, that little fox of criticism won't come around your vineyard anymore, amen? You see, if you are a criticism receiver, you will receive criticism. Now, criticism may seem little to you, but remember, it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. The second little fox we want to look at is the little fox of negativism. The little fox of negativism. I'd have us turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 with me. 2 Timothy chapter 4, if you would. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, I want us to look at verses 14 and 15. The Word of God has this to say. "Alexander, the coopersmith, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words." You see, Alexander spoke negatively about the Apostle Paul. He spoke evil about him. Are you an Alexander to someone, or do you know one? David had a negative wife named Michal. Look in 2 Samuel with me in chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, begin reading in verse 14, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. Here it is. And she despised him in her heart. Amen. Then we drop down to verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me, before thy father and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord." Here she is, criticizing him, being negative, being a little fox of negativism. You see, she spoke negatively to her husband David. You see, negativism has never moved any person forward. Negativism has never moved any church forward. Negativism may seem little to you, but remember, it is little foxes that destroy the vine. Let's look at our third little fox. That would be the little fox of neutralism. Neutralism. Let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's look at verse 16 together. The words of God say this: "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge." How sad. Sadly, Paul had no men who would stand with him when Alexander spoke negatively concerning him. You see, those who stand for nothing will fall for anything. Amen? You see, neutralism may seem little to you, but it is the little foxes that destroy the vine. You see, my friend, it's time to take sides. Amen. In the spiritual battle that we're in. Amen. Against the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's what Joshua... Amen. Joshua gave a challenge to Israel over there in Joshua 24. Joshua 24, if you would please. In Joshua 24, verse 15, the Word of God says this: "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You see, my dear friends, God doesn't like lukewarm Christians. It's time to take sides. It's time to stand up against these little foxes that want to come in to your local church and destroy it. Amen. Need to fight. It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle each and every day. The devil, he likes to see the doors close of Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, teaching churches. Amen. But don't let them. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Amen. You can't serve God and mammon or the world at the same time, because you're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. You got to, if you're in the middle, if you're neutral, amen, take sides. You know, be the man, the woman, the girl, the boy that God wants you to be, amen. Let's look at the next little fox, the fourth one. The little fox of hidden sin. The little fox of hidden sin. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Corinthians. I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. When you get there, let's look at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. You see, King David tried to hide his sin of adultery for nearly a year, but it nearly destroyed him in the process. It ruined his testimony, his effectiveness, his reputation, his health, his credibility, and many other things. How about Achan over in Joshua chapter 7? Amen. They weren't to take any of the spoils out of Jericho. But he saw that wedge of gold and a Babylonian garment, and he looked at it, he lusted after it, and he took it, and what happened? He caused Israel to lose men in battle, and then eventually he and his family lost their lives. They were stoned to death. He tried to hide that thing, hide that sin, but God brought it out. Hidden sins may seem little to you, but again, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. Hidden sin. God sees it. You may think it's hidden, but God sees everything. You may think you're hiding something from your brothers and sisters in Christ, but God knows about it. Amen. And He has a way of taking those things that you keep in secret, bringing them out to the whole world, to everyone. And then there's also the fifth little fox of open sin. Amen? Of open sin. Notice what it says in the book of Hebrews with me in chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 26. But if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Sin willfully. Amen. In other words, you have total disregard of God and what He wants you to do, and you do what your flesh wants to do. You do it willfully, with no regard of God, the Bible, or anything else. Amen. The Word of God says about rebellion, and that's what it is when you sin willfully. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. Sad to say, but there are a lot of witches running around in our local churches today. Every time you badmouth the preacher and rebel against his God-given authority, you're acting like a witch. Your open sin and rebellion may seem little to you, but it's the little foxes that destroy the vine, that destroy the local church. Let's look at that sixth little fox, the little fox of evil speaking. The little fox of evil speaking. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And look at what it says in verses 30 to 31. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you have sealed unto the day of redemption. It's a great eternal security verse here. That seal can't be broken. Once you're saved, you're sealed. Amen. You're sealed until the day of redemption. Then verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You see, this unholy talk, impiety, injurious language that hurts the name of another. Amen. That's what we're talking about here. In fact, I like what it says in verse 29 of Ephesians chapter 4. Think about this. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. See that? Whatever comes out of your mouth or my mouth should edify, should build up. Amen. Another person, the words of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it needs to minister grace unto the hearers. See that? So when you talk, what you say is very important. Amen. There should no be evil speaking amongst God's people. Amen. Or from the pulpit, from the preacher. Amen. Anything he has to say, again, should edify, build up, minister grace unto the hearers. And sometimes, hey, we need rebuke. All of us need to be rebuked, and that's part of a pastor. He needs to rebuke sometimes. But that ministers grace unto us. Amen? Because we need to get right. Some of us need to get right. We all need to get right at one time or another. We're not perfect. Amen? Evil speaking may be little to you, but it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. You know, not just when we're in the church house, but where at work or wherever we may be with other people. We need to watch what comes out of our mouth. Remember, edify, minister grace to the hearer. Let's move on to number 7. And that would be the little fox of lethargy. Lethargy. In other words, laziness. Notice what it says with me in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1, verse 12. It says, the Word of God says this, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. See, a slow belly is an unmotivated individual who shuns necessary work. You see, it's another name for extremely lazy people. The great preacher of time past, R.G. Lee, said that laziness was like leprosy in life. See? Just as leprosy slowly eats away at the human body, so lethargy or laziness slowly eats away at the very fiber of the local church. Laziness may seem little to you, but it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. Some people, you see, are little foxes. They're busy spoiling the vine all the way, all the while they're saying, I'm not hurting anyone but me. And that's not the truth. My dear friends listening, if you're in a good Bible believing, preaching, teaching church, amen, you should be guarded. You should watch over it. Watch for these little foxes, amen, that come in, and they will, amen. You know, where's the devil on Sunday morning? Amen. He's not in the places that we would think he would be. He's down on that front pew. He's got someone to do his bidding, because he wants nothing more than anything else for that local church to fail. Another light to be put out. again, keep discourage Christians from serving God. That's what happens when a local church is destroyed. Amen. You got to nip it in the bud. You got to nip it in the bud when you see these little foxes showing up. You know that little fox of criticism. It's easy to criticize. It's easy to criticize the pastor, other people in the church. You know, the pastor has a difficult job. He's held to a higher standard than you and I, because he watches over the souls of his people. He's there to protect them. And shame on you if you criticize your pastor. Amen. You know the problem is, a lot of people in local churches, they want the authority, but they don't want the responsibility. The job of pastoring is 24/7, 365, and leap year, 366. Amen. You stand up for your preacher. You stand up for your little local church there. Amen. When someone comes along and all they want to do is criticize, amen, you stick up for it. You're blessed if you're in a good Bible-believing church under a good Bible-believing preacher. Amen. Look out for that little fox of negativism. Amen. It's easy. Again, it goes hand in hand with criticism to be negative. Try being positive. Amen. As one preacher would say, you know, instead of frowning them out, amen, that's what you do. You can frown them out. You shouldn't have a frown on your face. You should have a happy face, a smile on your face. What's the expression about Disney World? It's the happiest place on the face of the earth, or something like that. No, the local churches. Amen. And if you're on the fence, if you're the little fox of neutralism, get off. Make a stand. Make a stand for your local church and for Christ. Hidden sin will destroy a church. If you have a hidden sin, confess it. Get right with God. Amen. The same way with open sin. We saw it going on in the church of Corinth. There was a man sleeping with his stepmother. All of these things that we talked about today will destroy the vine or the local church. My friend, I ask you, if you are a little fox, amen, if you're a little fox of these things that we talked about, then you need to get right, and you need to get right today. And my friend listening today, do you know where you're going to go when you die? Are you 100% sure when you die you'd go to heaven? The Bible tells us you can. If you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing he died for your sins, was buried and rose again the third day, and trusting in only his shed blood and nothing else to pay for all your sins, past, present, and future. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today, you can be saved and know that when you die, you're going to heaven. That's all the time we have today. May God richly bless each and every one of you, is my prayer, and good day.